Oh, suffer, suffer, suffer. Bergen.
Yes, Charlie, what is it?
How long do you think I'll have to stay in bed, Bergen?
Well, we'll find out just as soon as the doctor gets here.
Yes. As soon as the doctor gets here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a sick man, Bergen.
Yes, I know.
I'm sick.
Yes. Well, you can't expect much sympathy from me.
No?
No. Coming home with your clothes torn and a black eye.
Yes. My neck doesn't feel so good either.
Oh, your neck?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with your neck?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I stuck it out too far. I don't know.
Well, what's worrying me is your leg. I'm afraid it might be broken.
Oh, no, please. I don't deserve this.
Well, suppose you tell me, Charlie, exactly what happened.
Yes. Well, it's a long story.
I imagine it's a long story.
And a dirty one, yeah. Well, you see, Skinny and I...
Yes?
Skinny and I went to Skyler Van Snort's birthday party.
Oh, I see. To the birthday party?
Yes.
I see. Were you invited?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Well, it was a swanky affair.
Yes.
And our absence was cordially requested.
Oh, I see. Then, of course, you didn't go.
No. Not at first,
I see.
Skinny and I and some of the gang just happened to be walking past Van Snort's house.
I see.
Just happened.
Just happened, yes.
Minding our own business.
Yes, of course.
And I just happened to look over the hedge.
Just so happened?
Yes.
I see. Well, isn't that hedge in front of Van Snort's house, isn't that about 8 feet high?
Yes, it's about that,
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yes, it is. Well, I just happened to be standing on Skinny's shoulders.
Oh, I... Just looking.
Yes, it was a ritzy party.
I imagine so. Children's parties are so delightful. I suppose the boys were dressed in Lord Fauntleroy's suit?
Uh-huh.
And the girls in their party dresses?
Yes, yes. Everywhere you looked, refinement just slapped into kissers.
Is that... Well, maybe some of those children felt sorry for you.
No, we felt sorry for them.
Oh, I see.
It was so dull, we decided to entertain them with a commando raid.
A commando raid?
Yes, that's what we did.
I see.
First, we camouflaged ourselves so we wouldn't be recognized.
Oh, I see. You blackened your faces.
No, we washed them.
Oh, washed them.
And then we mapped out our strategy.
Yes.
We established a beachhead at the ice cream freezer.
Yeah.
And then we closed in like a girdle.
I see. Well, I hope it wasn't destructive.
No. Not until a couple of the kids came through the hedge with a General Sherman tank.
Oh, I see. Now, what is this General Sherman tank?
Well, it's your lawnmower.
Oh, I see. But you didn't have any part of that?
No, Mr. Bergen, no.
I'm glad to hear that. Where were you at this time?
I was on top of the house.
On top of the house, that's fine.
With the paratroopers.
Oh. Don't tell me you had parachutes.
Well, we used umbrellas.
Umbrellas. Charlie, an umbrella won't support your weight.
Well, it looked good on paper.
Yes. Well, just what happened?
Well, Skinny told me to jump off and count 10 and open the umbrella.
I see. And where did you land?
Right between 5 and 6.
Oh. Paratroopers, General Sherman tanks, and breaking up a party.
Yeah.
I suppose you call that fun.
The papers called it a riot.
Well, they should.
It was a nasty mess.
I believe that.
And to top it all, somebody opened up the kennels and 15 bloodhounds started barking.
Well, you know, Charlie, barking dogs never bite.
Well, maybe so, but they barked the seat out of my pants.
Well, then... Well, what I want to know is, how did you hurt your leg?
Well, I was watching Skyler pick up his teeth.
Yes.
When all of a sudden, something fell on my head.
Something fell on your head?
Yes.
Yes.
It was me.
Oh, it was you, yeah. Well, it looks like you got the worst of it.
I'll say, things got too hot for us, so we had to stage an Axis counterattack.
A what?
Axis counterattack, they call it. I can say it.
Oh, you can say it, yes.
Can you say it?
Yes, I can say it.
Notice how he tried to hang it on me?
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just what is this Axis counterattack?
Well, we ran like the devil.
Say, Edgar, it must be a little trying on you taking care of Charlie during his illness. Do you have a nurse?
No, Bill, but I have a butler.
Oh, really?
Yes, of course he doesn't know much about butling, but he's our friend, Billy Gaxton, you know?
Billy Gaxton, a butler?
Well, just between pictures, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, cannot be.
Well, I'll prove it. Gaxton? Gaxton, oh, Gaxton.
Coming, sire. Sorry to be late, Mr. Bergen. You see, I've been talking to my brother.
Mm.
He's a laffer with a domestic employment agency.
A laffer with an employment agency?
Yes, sir. You see, when you call up to hire a servant, he just laughs and hangs up.
Well, what I want to know, Mr. Gaxton, is just what are you doing about hiring a new cook? You know, Charlie is very particular about his food.
Well, I think I have one on the way, Edgar.
Good. Hello? My name is Victor Moore.
Yes? Yeah? Well, sir, what can I do for you?
I'm here about the job for as cook.
Oh, a cook? A cook? Come right in. Have a chair. Take two chairs. Take anything. Sit right down. Tell me, can you cook, my man?
Well, that all depends on how you want your man cooked.
Now for the interview. I'm Mr. Bergen's right-hand man, you know.
Oh, you're Mortimer Snurd.
No. Please, do you realize, my man, what an exclusive home you're coming into? Everything here is the best money can buy.
Oh, I thought this was Edgar Bergen's house.
Now, remember, Mr. Bergen is very particular about his food. Why, do you know he won't eat a hot dog unless it has been registered with a kennel club? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and his hamburgers come direct from Bing Crosby Stables.
Oh. He's really from the horsey set, isn't he?
Yes. Now, tell me, my man, do you come to us well-recommended?
Oh, yes. I've been cooking for 20 years.
Well, you ought to be done by now.
And I went to a donut cooking school for 2 years.
Well, how did you come out?
Oh, I graduated with flying colors.
Well, you're just the man I'm looking for. Now, I want to remind you, when you come into Master Bergen's presence, you must always take a deep bow.
That'll be quite a problem.
No, I don't find it so.
Well, you're not as big around the problem as I am.
Now, did you ever work in a private home?
Oh, sure. I worked for a lady once, but I had to quit.
Why?
Well, every other day she wanted me to bake her an upside-down cake.
Well, what was wrong with that?
I got dizzy from standing on my head.
That's probably what made the top of your head so flat. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I made a joke.
Don't be afraid. You didn't.
Now, let me explain to you about Master Charles' food. You see, his favorite dish is bacon and eggs. Oh. Of course, bacon is hard to get, so we will want you to use it sparingly.
Well, don't worry. I'll keep a watch on the rind.
Let me remind you of another thing. If I hire you as a cook, I don't want to see any fats going to waste.
Oh, you aren't. I always wear a girdle.
Well, now, come right along. I shall instruct you further. Now, when Master Charles awakes, you will go to his room and comb his hair. Then you will come to my room and comb my hair. Then you will go to Mr. Bergen's room.
And comb his hair?
Well, do the best you can.
Well, when do I cook around here?
After you finish combing.
Oh.
Then you will set Master Charles' breakfast out on the terrace.
Suppose it rains?
In California, it wouldn't dare.
Oh.
And while Master Charles is eating, you will load his BB gun and then run quickly from the room.
Why should I run?
Well, you don't think he'd shoot you standing still, do you? Master Charles is a true sportsman. He will wing you on the run.
Well, I could wear a bulletproof vest.
Well, then you better get one with tails.
Well, Do you furnish a uniform for me to wear?
Well, you will wear the one I have on.
Oh, I don't think it'll fit me.
You will wear this uniform or you will be let out.
Well, couldn't I stay and let the uniform out?
You're impossible, Moore.
Well, come on. I'm ready to start work. What do I do first?
Well, first you take this suit of mine. It has a butter spot on it. I want you to take it out.
Okie dokie. Then what do you want me to do with the suit?
I don't care what you do with the suit, but be sure and bring back the butter.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next number will be a beautiful and touching ballad of love from the talking cinema story of minstrel life, Dixie. And it will be rendered by that stellar, sensational, internationally famous singing group, the Pied Pipers. Pied Pipers, if you please.
Charlie, you're not supposed to have visitors, are you?
No, come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, old boy, I thought I'd pop over and cheer you up.
Sure.
In your last hours, you know.
Yeah. And what do you mean, in my last hours?
Well, after all, Charles, old boy, you know, we might as well face it.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you've had a full life.
Will you stop that kind of talk? I want somebody to cheer me up. I want laughs, you know. Oh.
Yes. Oh, then I have just the thing, old boy. It's a joke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think it's awfully funny. Oh, yeah. It's a scream, yeah.
Well, that kills it right there for my
Well, Charlie, it goes like this.
You see, one chap says, yeah. Did you hear that General McGregor is sick?
That's pretty good. That's better than I thought it was.
Yeah. I haven't finished, old boy.
Oh, haven't you? It's so hard to tell.
Well, the other chap says, what seems to be the trouble?
Yes.
Then the first chap says, oh, things in general. In general?
Must you keep it up? You've laid it. Chiggers, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, dear, what should I do?
Well, hide under the bed.
Ouch. Low bed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie, are you asleep?
Well, not after that, no. Hello, Goodwin.
Say, I hear you're sick. How are you feeling, Charles?
Well, I'm sick if I'm sick. I'm feeling sick. That's how I'm feeling. I've always been puny.
Well, I tell you, I brought you a book to cheer you up.
Oh, well, that's nice. What is the book?
You can't take it with you.
Yeah. Don't push me, Goodwin. You know, I might pull through, you know. It's
well, what seems to be the trouble? Do you have dizzy spells when you get caught in a revolving door, huh?
No, I get ringing in my ears when someone calls me on the telephone.
That's funny. Right this way, doctor.
Oh, here comes Bergen with the doctor.
Where'll I hide?
Under the bed.
Low bed, isn't it?
That's what they all say. Noble's the name.
Oh, so how do you do? Goodwin's mine.
Fancy meeting you under a bed.
Yeah, well, housing conditions are bad all over. Here's your patient, doctor, right this way.
Holy cats, it's a lady doctor.
Yeah, I'm the best there is, kid.
Well, if it isn't Marjorie Mee.
What's wrong with a little punk?
Now, easy on that rough stuff. You know, I'm a sick man, I am.
Uh-huh, I'll find out what's wrong. Close your eyes, look straight at me.
What?
Now, stick out your tongue and say, Mississippi.
What is this? What is this?
Now, take your pulse.
Do you think I can spare it?
Yeah. She just wants to hold your wrist. It's quite all right.
3, 4, 5. Don't know where. All my patients seem to die. Call me Waddle.
Oh. What kind of a doctor are you, anyway?
They don't come no better, bub.
No?
Just ask Gene Autry.
Yeah? Did you take care of Gene Autry?
No, stupid. His horse. Oh.
To hear you talk, anyone would think you were a horse doctor.
I am.
Well, then what are you doing here?
I also treat jackasses.
Well, it takes one to know one. Yeah, no.
Listen, Charlie, not love. Just be. Now, don't you, Charlie, me, Bergen.
All right. What do you mean, bringing in a horse doctor?
Well, there must be some mistake.
Yeah, you're darn right. You made a mistake.
Well,
you
make up your mind, boys. Make
I
up
don't...
your mind. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah?
I got another patient waiting for me down at the zoo.
Yeah, at the zoo?
Yeah, one of the storks is expecting the stork.
Oh, I
well, before you go, maybe you could tell us whether Charlie's leg is broken.
Well, in case it is, I brought my .44 shooting iron.
Yeah?
I'll take to see a critter supper.
Sounds like I'm about 3 days away from the glue factory.
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
Well, what do you suggest, doctor?
First, I think a change of oats is doing good.
Change of oats,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then go easy on the hay.
Easy on the hay, yeah.
Maybe I've been wearing my belly band too tight.
What's going on here? Edgar, I think this kid's trying to make a monkey out of
me. Oh, well, now I'd ignore him. I'm sure you're a very fine veterinarian. And I might add, a very attractive woman.
Oh, thanks, big boy. You ain't so gruesome yourself.
Isn't that a sweet love scene?
Yeah. Well, Marjorie, how do you mean that?
Oh, well, sure. Say, you know, I think you and I'd look good in double harness.
Double harness?
Sure.
Yeah?
You're the kind of a guy I'd like to team up with.
Oh, I see.
I've seen better teams pulling a garbage truck.
So you kind of like my type, do you, Margie?
Yes, but to tell you the truth, Edgar, I was kind of disappointed when I seen how swayback and pot-bellied you are.
Oh, yeah. Then the deal's off.
Well, a girl can't be too particular these days.
No, especially you.
What do you mean, you little coyote?
Is it true you voted Miss Landing Barge of 1943?
What do forget that stuff. I just come from a beauty parlor.
Oh, of course you did. Of course. I see they put your face up in curlers.
Charlie, will you stop that? Now, what were you saying, Marjorie?
I was just slugging you with romance.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's nice.
You're so strong and manly. Mm-hmm. I just love to run my fingers through your hair.
Yeah, so would he.
Marjorie, won't you stay for dinner? They'll just be the two of us.
Yeah, what about...
You can count me in.
Yes, what about us, old boy?
Who are those guys?
Oh, that's Noble and Goodwin.
Oh, what are they doing on your bed?
Oh, they're just spending a couple of days at the Springs.
Oh, well, Mortimer Stern. Well, now, what brings you in here, Mortimer? Is there something you want to say?
Well, Mr. Goodwin, he sent me out to make an announcement.
Oh, that's right. You're working for him.
Yeah.
Well, what's the announcement?
Well, it's about next week.
Oh, next week.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and make it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest next week.
Yes, who is our guest next week?
It'll be Roy, Roy. See you.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, I got an overabundance of ignorance.
Yeah. How old are you?
One boy about my age.
I imagine. Well, now, do you want me to help you with this announcement?
No, don't help me.
I won't help you.
I can handle it. I'll miss it by myself.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Roy, I sure can louse him up, can't I?
Say, I'll take over now, Mortimer, if you don't mind. Our guest for next week, ladies and gentlemen, will be Roy, Roy, what's the matter with you boys? Why, you know it's going to be Roy,
Roy Rogers.
Yeah.